Impact, showcasing our Southern Arizona nonprofit superheroes that impact our community.
Hello, this is Barbara McClure returning with Southern Arizona Nonprofits, the superheroes impacting our community. And today we have three great guests around the table. We have Stephanie Erdialis, who is the general manager of the Golden Goose Thrift Shop up in Catalina, Arizona. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Thanks for joining us. And we also have Steve Groth, who is the president of the Saddlebrook Community Outreach, otherwise known as SBCO. Welcome, Steve.
And we're glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming. And our third guest today is Michelle Santarelli. She's the program director at Impact of Southern Arizona. Thank you for coming, Michelle.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Great. Well, you know, with so many nonprofits in Tucson, there's a great push by funders these days to get smaller nonprofits to merge with others that are doing the same things and to get organizations to collaborate, because we're trying to find ways to balance all the resources in this community. Tucson literally has thousands of nonprofits. And so when we're all trying to go after the same volunteers, the same donor dollars, government, corporate grants, and available space, all those resources are really stressed by so many. But the fun part about this group is that these three organizations, this incredible group around the table, has been doing just that for the past 20 years. They've been collaborating together, working together as a type of family, really. And they communicate well, they support each other. And we, as a group, value every resource. So that's why this is a great opportunity to hear what these three organizations have been doing for the past 20 years. So thank you all for coming and for all you do in the community. I know you're all going to be surprised, our audience will, at everything that goes on. So Stephanie, how about thank if we you. Start with you? I know because you're here representing a thrift shop, and people might be thinking, well, how is a thrift shop the same as other nonprofits? And the fact maybe people don't know that the Golden Goose is a nonprofit. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about the Golden Goose Thrift Shop, what your mission is.
Sure. Well, we are coming up. We will be having our 17th anniversary this coming April, April 15th.
Wow.
And I have been with the Golden Goose now, as of last September, I will have been there 15 years. Over that period of time, we have certainly grown quite a bit. and we are unique really among local nonprofits in the Catalina area. Our mission, so to speak, we're really just a pretty extraordinary revenue generator. From the very beginning, we were created to provide revenue for what was then, I believe in the beginning it was Helping Hands, then it evolved into Catalina Community Services, and then evolved into Impact of Southern Arizona. So in the very beginning, we were created to generate revenue both for Impact and for Saddlebrook Community Outreach. We began very small, and we have just been highly blessed. We're definitely in a Goldilocks zone in terms of our donors, our volunteers, our customers, and just via word of mouth in the beginning and through the years with a very modest publicity budget, we have been able to grow what I call the three legs of the business. We consider ourselves a big, small business. We have a very small business culture. It's extraordinarily familial and unique in that regard in terms of corporate thrift. It's a magical place. It's a fun and joyful place to be.
I think we'd all agree on that.
To shop there, to work there, to give to the cause. And over last year when we celebrated our 16th anniversary, we also celebrated having given over $13 million back into the local communities through impact and outreach. We are committed to gifting each organization 50% of 100% of our profits. So each organization, we give out 100% of our profits, 50% to each organization. And then through those organizations, thereby funding the programs for the local community.
And I think that's incredible. What's really special about this kind of trifecta, if you will, that these three organizations, Impact, Outreach, and the Goose, as we're all known in those short terms, we as the nonprofits could not do what we do without all that you and your team do. It's incredible. You, your staff, your volunteers, and really the community donors that give. So we all want you to know how appreciated you are at the Goose, all of you.
Well,
and,
thank you.
And what a wonderful job you've done over the last 15 years. Yeah. I think when Stephanie says the Goose has grown, I know it started in a 1,000 square foot mall strip shop. And I moved to Tucson in 2008. And when I got there, by the time I arrived, they had expanded into some other strip, you know, the neighboring space and the neighboring space. And now they're in a gigantic building. So maybe you'd like to tout your wonderful location where you are now.
Sure. Well, we were able, it just seemed fiscally responsible and wise at that time. We were actually paying an exorbitant rent. It wasn't making sense anymore, and we decided it would be in everyone's best interest if we invested in land and built our own building, which we did. We moved into that building in March of 2010, and we are now at, well, the actual physical address is 15970 North Oracle Road. It's a bit north of Tangerine, in the town of Catalina. It's really become kind of a landmark in its own right, and a point of destination. Many, many people like to bring their out-of-town guests there because it's just kind of a thrilling experience. It's quite an adventure. You can have a really glorious day just shopping at the Goose and having lunch at one of the really terrific restaurants that we have right there within walking distance, really, of the shop. We're in an nearly 18,000 square foot facility now, and it is a bargain hunter, treasure seeker's dream.
Yes, absolutely.
Have
to throw in treasure.
Yeah. And we're very proud of the fact, too, that we only have 7 paid employees and a staff of over 400 volunteers and countless extraordinarily generous donors and customers. So, again, we're just blessed on all counts.
And I think it's part of what makes you unique in so many ways, too.
Yes, indeed.
I think the Goose is definitely unique.
Absolutely.
Well, Steve, maybe you can talk to us as a partner in this Goose family.
I would be delighted to, because we are a recipient of the largesse of the Goose to a large extent.
Exactly. So maybe what are some of the things that Saddlebrook Community Outreach does with the funds that the Goose provides?
We are all about the kids, and we have an interesting story. The way we started out 23 years ago, some women in Saddlebrook, one of their daughters was a teacher, and noticed that the kids at the school she taught weren't always coming to school because they didn't have clothes. Mm. And so we started out collecting used clothes, and from that we've moved on to a series where we offer new clothes to probably 1,700 to 2,000 kids twice a year. And new clothes in the fall means shoes, socks, underwear, pants, sweatshirts, shirts, hats, gloves, jackets, you name it. And then we do 1,600 backpacks, fully loaded with school supplies appropriate for the grade. We do it again in the spring, and we're about to start next week with the spring semester for clothes. And the kids come in from what we call the Copper Corridor area, which runs from San Manuel, Oracle, Mammoth, Hayden Winkleman, Kearney, up to Superior. We've added Miami and probably Globe. So it's the Copper Corridor, the mining communities that are not mining so much these days. So clothing is where we started out in a group called Kids Closet. We now have a large building, a 12,000 square foot building up in Mammoth, where kids come in and get clothes, and twice a year. And that's where we started. We've moved on from clothes to education. We now offer college scholarships, we have for the past 10 years or more. And our scholarships are for 4 years, $3,000 a year, which really help out the kids in our neighborhood. When I started 10 years ago, we had probably 15 applications, and we funded all of them. Last year, we had 45 applications, and we funded 29 of them. We look at kids' grades, their financial situation, their transcripts, their reasons for going to college, which are oftentimes fascinating, including one kid that wanted to be a fireman because he liked fires, and we thought maybe he really wanted to be an arsonist. but we go through a really rigorous program sorting these kids out, including an interview with all the kids, and that's pretty exciting to meet the kids we have, and we follow them through 4 years. It's not just write them a check and send them off. Every semester they've got to submit grades and schedules, and so we keep track of them, and we get to know the kids, and we're there for them, and we keep after them. And when they graduate, it's just a thrill to see the kids who have made it from our area. Many of these kids are first-generation college kids coming from very small towns, and the fact that they can go on and succeed is a real pleasure for us. We've gone from scholarships also into enrichment programs. We offer funding for the robotic program at one school. We send kids to the Oceanographic Institute in Catalina. We got in the music business last year. We bought a $8,000 marimba and 20 ukuleles for one of the schools. So you're probably going to hear a lot of tiny bubbles coming out of there when they get their band going.
I have to share a fun story because at our volunteer appreciation event, maybe a couple of years ago, I can't remember, Michelle, maybe you can help me.
Yeah, remember, about 4 years ago.
Some kids came and played those ukuleles, so it was really fun to bring all of that together. And again, I think that's what makes this group of three organizations so very special is look at how much the Goose has been able to give to Saddlebrook Community Outreach and how much they've done thanks to all of Stephanie and her group have accomplished.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we have a portfolio of things to do, whether it's sponsoring little leagues, girls softball, swim lessons, you name it. We're there and we're working with the schools and the guidance counselors all the time trying to find the needs that can be fulfilled. They started a home ec program up in one of the schools where they haven't had it for years. We bought them a stove. They didn't have a stove up there.
Sure.
And it's hard to teach cooking without a stove, apparently.
Yeah.
So,
unless it's the day of microwaving.
Well, that's true, too.
But everyone needs to learn the basics.
But we work the problem every day trying to find things that we can do to make life better for the kids in our neighborhood. And that's what we are all about, the kids.
That's really, you guys do all the heavy lifting. You're the ones that take it and turn it into miracles out in the real world. So really, the Golden Goose's mission in this is pretty simple compared to what you all have to do with it once you got it.
Well,
it's a
labor
simple,
of love.
But the work, I know that
the work is not simple, right?
I know it's not simple because I worked on the Goose truck for a while, so I know that.
But we're so very proud of the work that you do, and constantly amazed at what you're able to do with what we've got.
Well, it is amazing. And I think the other partner is Michelle here with Impact. And we're going to go around the table and ask lots of different questions and bounce around each other and share stories. So, Michelle, what are some of the things that Impact is doing with the monies from the Goose?
Yeah, so actually, as he touched on Kids Closet, we actually partner with them. I wanted to say that we're going to be supplying the transportation for students to head up to Kids Closet on February 15th. So that's one of the ways that we partner with Saddlebrook Community Outreach. And I'll tell you, we have a bus going up on the 15th. We've already got 35 students ready to to load up and get ready to get their clothing distribution. But yeah.
That's great. Steve, that tells you how popular it is.
It is.
It is. It's a great program, and our families so appreciate it.
When kids come out of there with a whole bag full of new clothes, the look on their face is just, hard to be believed.
It is.
And I think the reason that Impact is doing that is that some of the schools don't have bus transportation to kids' closets. So Impact partners to be able to take those kids up there. So that's.
We also have a crisis intervention. The house burned down in Oracle last week, and they lost everything. And we brought the whole family into the closet and gave them all the clothes they need to keep going.
That's great. And they're going to be coming to our clothing bank as well and continue for the parents. That whole family. So it's a pretty exciting way to support the community. Definitely.
Yeah. We also purchase gift cards from the Goose, where when we have families that are maybe coming out of transitional housing and getting their own place and getting their feet on the ground, we provide them with Golden Goose tickets so they can go and buy the things that they need for their home. So it's a great way to give them that, to start off in that foundation with building up all the little things that they need for their home, whether it be furniture, beds. I know mattresses they've purchased there, clothing also, things that they couldn't get at the clothing bank. But yeah, it's a nice way to give them that foundation. I'm trying to think. We also let Saddlebrook Community Outreach borrow our truck so they can deliver those gifts for their Adopt-A-Child program, which we love to do. But also the, Stephanie's organization, the Golden Goose, helps us with, us being frugal with our administrative costs so that every time we get a donation, 100% of that donation actually goes to programs. So they help fund a lot of our administrative costs and things like, keeping the food bank running up and running, keeping the clothing bank up and running, our kitchen. So our donor dollars come directly to programs, which helps us immensely.
That is an important part of, I think, what the Goose does for Impact and Saddlebrook Community Outreach that a lot of nonprofits don't have, and that's the solid financial foundation. Because as you said, Stephanie, you've given out so much money over the years, and I know last year Impact and the Goose, because we're equal, took in over $600,000 each from the Goose, and that is an incredible amount of money to really stabilize a foundation or stabilize an organization so that all of our staff know that their salaries are covered. In many nonprofits, people are grant covered for salaries, program grants, and they never know from year to year if the grant is going to get re-upped or if it's a three-year grant, what happens at the end and will they still have a job. So because of the Golden Goose, Impact and SBCO are able to really be stable and guarantee these programs, because I think that's something a lot of nonprofits don't have. So again, another kudos to the Goose.
it's important to us because we're offering four-year scholarships to these kids, and that we consider a contract. And so
absolutely,
having a not guaranteed, but a stable base of funds lets us go forward and do four-year scholarships. And that's very important. And as well as the closet, we have money that we can count on for several years if the worst came the worst, somehow. And so because keeping these programs going is very important.
And there's another aspect to that, too, because many of the young recipients of Teen Closet, as well as some of the recipients of the scholarships, have actually done their community service at the Golden Goose. And so we are just thrilled. They are just embraced because most of our volunteers are on the elderly side.
Certainly retired.
Yes. And so these young kids, we love to see them. We love to have them be a part of what we do. And they are just so embraced. And I think that they learn so very much. And we have a wonderful time. And then we can follow them and be so proud of what they're able to accomplish and just see that translated into real opportunity and joy. And it's just, there's nothing like that. There's just nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So it's, again, just a lot of joy.
Well, I think to what Michelle was saying also, for our clients, it's really nice when we're able to go to the Goose and get some things for their homes that really make a difference in their lives. So, you know, that's a way the Goose affects the community outside just the financial. It's just being able to provide quality thrift shop items at a reasonable cost to people in the community, save some money, stretches their dollars, which is what Impact's all about.
Uh-huh. And I think that people in the community, far and wide, really, are so enthusiastic about shopping at the Goose, not only because on many levels we try to serve the community. So with regard to those necessary items that you would consider daily maintenance items or daily necessities, we try to keep those priced at the very minimal that we can. And we also are given, we are just gifted some extraordinary things. And the merchandise that we are gifted, it's just not like your usual everyday thrift shop merchandise.
I was going to ask you about maybe some of those things, because I know you have vintage and collectibles. And
we do. So we try and appeal to the public on a number of different levels. So we're able to assist with those who are struggling just to meet their daily needs. We are also able to offer extraordinarily high level merchandise for a fraction of the cost to anyone who might be interested. We also now have an annual estate event where we kind of hold on to the more unique vintage, antique, and collectible items. And then now that has become an annual adventure. Yes. In antiquing. and the thing is that we pride ourselves in being a very green business, because of course many of these things would end up in the local landfill, but we find new homes for everything, and that makes us very proud, and I think people are happy to be a part of that. And then just the whole the knowledge of the fact that when you're making your purchase, not only are you benefiting yourself, but you're benefiting the entire community. So you can just feel good about shopping at the Goose on so many levels. And I think that's one of the appeals to the public.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, how about, out of curiosity, what might be one of the most interesting items you've seen at the Goose in 15 years?
Well, there have been
probably
quite
more than
a
one.
Few. There have been quite a few. One was when we were still in the old, well, actually two that I can think of, we were still in the old shop, and really learning our trade a bit. So we were gifted, it looked like a space, a futuristic space casket.
Oh my gosh.
And it had all kinds of bells and whistles on it, but you literally got into the thing, and it was an oval, somewhat of an oval shape, elongated oval, and you actually laid in it and would programmed it and closed the lid over yourself.
Oh my goodness.
And it was supposed to imbue you with, I don't know what, some kind of futuristic well-being.
Interesting.
And we did sell it.
Oh my gosh, I was going to ask you.
We did. We
That's
sold
the obvious
it.
Next
we did.
Question.
Mm-hmm. The other thing was interesting because one of the more interesting things, because it was just a teeny tiny, probably about an inch and a half high, very plain, little bristly green bear. And just because we were fortunate enough to have someone who really knew their stuff working in the back, its little head would pop off like a lid, and actually was a dropper. And inside the bear's body was just a very plain glass flask. And it turned out to be an extremely rare and very valuable German perfume bottle. But it could easily just have gone out for a quarter.
Sure.
And so we ended up selling that actually on eBay for $900.
Oh my gosh.
And those kind of things do happen. I mean, we are gifted so many extraordinary things, and many things we ask each other, what is this? And so we literally do learn something new every day. And it's fun. Yes, it's quite an education. Quite an education.
That does sound like fun. Those are some interesting items that I would never imagine to show up. You know, even if I had that futuristic spacey casket, I would never think to donate it to a thrift shop. But
no,
that's interesting.
Maybe it didn't work quite right.
That could be, yeah. We'll see if anybody made it to another world, huh?
Right.
Well, that's so fun. Thank you for sharing those fun stories. I think it'd be interesting to learn a little bit more about Saddlebrook Community Outreach, Steve. I know that it's in Saddlebrook Community Outreach, so how long has it been around?
We've been there for 23 years, and as I said, started out with offering clothes to kids that couldn't make it to school, and we found that makes a huge difference. If kids don't have shoes, they're sharing shoes with their brother or sister, and having the kids' closet makes a huge difference for them. Not only do they have the clothes, but the clothes are nice clothes. These are not uniforms. This is not cheap stuff off the rack someplace. We buy all the clothes new at some trade shows, and they come in by the dozens. And, you know, if you want to see our back room with when 800 pairs of jeans come in, it's something else again. And they get sorted, and each kid gets a personal shopper when they come to the closet, and gets outfitted with clothes that they help choose. Oftentimes the first time they've been able to choose shoes. And we give kids toothpaste, toothbrushes. First time kids had a toothbrush of their own. I mean, staggering.
And we take that for granted.
Yes.
You know, that there are families out there in those situations. I know we at Impact see them quite a bit, and you as well, because we're serving low-income communities with struggling families. But even for me, we had heard about kids at the school in one of the Copper Corridor schools that in the kindergarten, 70% of the kids that came in had never had a book read to them. So that idea is so crazy.
Which is staggering. One of our programs surrounding that is we supply bookshelves, brand new bookcases, to kids graduating from first grade and provide them with books for then first, second, third, and fourth grade. And oftentimes, this is their first bookcase, and they take it home with them. And last year, we built 36 bookcases for kids up at the Ray High School, Ray Elementary School.
That's fun, and I'm sure the kids just treasure that. I mean, a piece of furniture like that—that's their very own. And Michelle, I think Impact does things with books too, as well, right?
So in our clothing bank, children can come in and check out a book. Not check out a book, I'm sorry. What they can do is they can take a book home. So we have lots of book donations, lots of people who donate new books for children or used books for children. And we have a little corner where they can actually sit down and pick a book and read a book while their family members shop for clothing and items. So they're so excited about the little reading corner that we have.
Well, there you go. There's another way that all these organizations are collaborating, and I'm sure,
and then,
I know the Goose sells books.
Sure. Well, also, yes, but just on the flip side of that, I believe we also donate books for the kids that go to Kids Closet, and also daily deliver clothing to Impact's clothing bank.
Oh, definitely.
So those are some non-monetary ways that we can help out, and also with our volunteer opportunities for the young people who are seeking to do community service. So, we're here in whatever way we can be.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I knew Michelle wanted to talk about the connection between Impact and the Goose with the clothing bank, because it's a giant partnership.
Oh, yeah. So we're servicing thousands of individuals in our clothing bank on a monthly basis. It's not necessarily the same people, because when people are doing okay financially, they may not come in for services, but Like I said, thousands of individuals are in our database and visit our clothing bank. But so Stephanie at the Golden Goose, you've got a great selection of clothing there. But anything that you don't use or anything that comes in excess, they donate to our clothing bank, which really helps fill our floors and racks with a variety of items. I know that sometimes we do clothing drives for children's clothing because we don't get a lot of children's clothing, but I can say the quality and the quantity that comes from the Golden Goose really helps us tremendously in clothing people, not only for necessities, but also people looking for work. We do job resourcing, so we've partnered with several companies that are giving our clients the opportunity to go through the interview process. And lots of them will come back and say, hey, you know, I'm going in for a second interview and I really need a suit this time. And lots of items like that come in from the Golden Goose. So we're able to get them work ready and ready for an interview and looking sharp. And it helps us tremendously.
That's so cool, isn't it? I mean, really, when you hear what is going on in the community because of these three organizations around the table, how can you not be really proud of all that you guys do?
I have to say there's been several times where clients come back from their interview, and honestly, I don't even recognize them because, you know, they've gotten a certificate to get a haircut, and they're dressed in a suit and tie, and they come in. I can't use names, but it's just a shocker because you're used to seeing them at their low when they really need things like clothing and food and some basic necessities. But then when they come in after their interview and they say, hey, we did great, you know, it's just a great feeling. It really is.
And I know, Michelle, you've got a story about one of the clients at Impact who got a job through one of those and has really moved up the ranks.
Oh, yeah. So I had a single mom come to me. She was raising two children on her own, recently divorced. And, you know, she said, I'm having a hard time making ends meet. You know, she said, I'm working two jobs, but it's not enough. So, again, you know, we help with whatever programs we have and resources we have. But so I sent her on an interview, and I'm not sure if it's okay to say the company name. So I won't say the company name, but sure. It's a partner of ours. And I called Human Resources there and I said, hey, will you give this woman an opportunity? She's a hard worker. You know, I helped her build her resume. She's done some pretty extensive work in lots of different areas. And so she aced her interview. She called me and she said, I think I did really well. You know, I'll let you know what happens. But so she came back. She did get a very entry-level position. But in the first 6 months, she received two promotions. And she's now able to work one-day job and support her household, her two children.
That's pretty cool.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she's wearing some of those clothes from the Golden Goose who came through the clothing bank to work.
Absolutely.
Because even though those clients at Impact, you know, they can stay in the system and come for help as long as they need help. So it's really nice. And I know those programs are meant to stretch dollars. So it is nice that they can get clothing. And then what do they spend those dollars on, Michelle, when they...
Oh, gosh. You know, they need to put gas in their vehicles. People take it for granted because there's a big picture. When people need things, They say, you know, why can't they just get a job? Well, there's a bigger picture there. Sometimes their vehicles need a little work, or sometimes they don't have enough money to put gas in their vehicles. So, you know, we help through lots of resourcing. We help get them gas vouchers or bus passes so they can take public transportation. But it's just helping them get them ready for work opportunities. Sometimes there's a lot of legwork that has to take place just to even get them ready. So, you know, we've done a lot with bus passes and working with different automotive organizations that will give them a break on having their vehicles worked on. Sometimes there's a, you know, maybe a specific donor that comes in and says, hey, I want to help somebody move, you know, from point A to point B, and whether it's using it to get their vehicle ready, or maybe they need a bike so they can ride their bike to a job. But there's a big picture out there, and sometimes people don't see that.
Impact with Barbara McClure, featuring Southern Arizona nonprofits within our community.
I think one of the exciting things that's happening at Impact this year is that we're about to hire in February a client advocate, so a social worker, basically. So maybe you can talk a little bit about what that will do for us and for our clients and what that will look like.
Absolutely. So there's an intake process. You know, we don't want to just give people food and clothing and, you know, deliver meals to homebound seniors and all of our programs. We want to be able to actually move people out of poverty and into maybe the next level. So this new case manager that's going to come in will definitely be able to work with us to come up with a matrix. And not only a matrix, but a process where we can, you know, maybe provide some navigation, some support along the way. It's easy to say, you know, now I currently do the intake for our clients, and it's easy to say, okay, so we have to start off real small with getting all of your identification in line and then, you know, getting your work ready. But having them leave when their lives are in turmoil and not having enough support to say, hey, we're going to help you follow through with step one, two, and three, it involves a lot of navigating and support. And this case manager is not only going to come up with a matrix as to what those needs are and matching resources, whether they be ours or partnerships, but they're actually going to provide support and navigation to make sure people are moving forward and out of poverty.
And I think we're looking at impact at bringing in a group of volunteers. I know, mm-hmm. you know, all of us rely so heavily on volunteers. But in this particular case, we're going to create a cadre of volunteers who will be community navigators. And much the way, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous assigns kind of a mentor to a person who's going through the program, this will be someone who follows that person all along or that family and helps them. And it's a lot like you were saying, Steve, it's not enough to just give these kids money for college when they haven't come from families who've been through college. So just the way Saddlebrook Community Outreach supports those children and follows them through the process, mm-hmm. it's a really important step in yeah. people's success. So
knowing they have that support system in place, you know, because so many of them don't. You know.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, just keeping after the kids. I mean, you know, whether it's inspiring them or threatening them to keep their grades up and keep
right.
their schedules going, knowing that we're there for them, and but we keep after them so that that they know we're there and we're there for them.
Sure,
and,
that is important.
That's really rewarding when you see them. I said, make it all the way through.
Right.
Because yeah. it's a tough struggle. From some of these kids come from very small schools.
It is.
Graduating class of one school was 19 kids, and some of those kids went off to the U of A where there's 44,000 students. Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about a culture shock.
Sure. Overwhelming.
But we keep after them, and we're there for them. So it's really rewarding when they graduate.
Yeah.
That is neat.
We do have lots of success stories, too. You know, I know we had a gentleman that was living in the desert with his girlfriend, and she was pregnant, and there was an addiction issue also, and you know, he wanted to get away, and it was just providing that support, knowing that somebody cares, checking in on somebody and saying, you know, you can do this, you have potential. And he's I can tell you, I won't say his name, but he managed to get a good job. He has his own place now. He is He received custody of his son, so he's raising his son. Just a real, oh gosh, we're so proud of him. Yeah.
Those are fun stories, you know, all those success stories. And I'm sure your kids have a lot of success stories, too. Do you know some of those kids' stories? I know you and Stephanie were talking not too long ago about somebody at the Goose who'd worked there. And
he's in New York.
There are probably lots of different people.
One of
people.
Our students, right.
Uh-huh.
Was a star at the Goose, and has been a star in school. He mm-hmm. went to the local college for 2 years and has gone off to New York with a new career at school there. And just, he's a superstar there.
We're so proud of him. He's been associated with outreach for quite some time.
I interviewed him out of high school.
And then he, just a wonderful young man, much beloved at the Goose, not only by our volunteers, but also by our customers. He worked in the clothing department on Fridays for years. And we dearly miss him.
Oh, sure.
But we were overjoyed. He just was so deserving of his opportunity, and he worked so hard for it. And he went to school and lived and was raised in San Manuel.
Yep.
And he was accepted to the new school's Parsons School of Design in New York City. Awesome. He just had his first semester there. It's like he lived there his whole life. He has had the most amazing opportunities there, and he is so excited for his future, and so are we. And like I said before, with the younger ones, you know, he has about, you know, 300 mothers and grandmothers who won't let him go. So
lots of coaches,
good support group.
and we just couldn't be happier for him or more proud of him. And like, we had to sacrifice not having him, but that's okay, because he promises that he will remember us when he's rich and famous.
And I'm sure that's true. I mean, we think about this is what's so exciting, really, in the nonprofit world. And I'm sure all of you, and this is the same with me and all of us and other people in nonprofits, these are the kinds of stories and these are the experiences that make us so passionate about what we do and make us love our jobs.
Well, that's so important to these communities. For example, up in one of the communities, the Little League lost their corporate sponsor, and they gave us a call and we stepped up and now sponsor the Little League. And that's what the community's built around the schools and about organizations like that. Yeah. And so, and we can keep Little League going and the girls softball team going. Well, the Little League, I have to say, my favorite story is that they were so pleased that we supported them that they did ask for someone to come up and throw out the first ball of the game.
Oh,
and guess who?
Did you get to do that, Steve?
And it only bounced once.
That's pretty good. That's
very fun.
But it's
important because these communities, you know, they're struggling in many cases with the collapse of many of the mines. And so when the schools can be the center or the community can be the center for these towns to keep them together, that's where we see, you know, a lot of response. And we feel really good about that. And we can do that to help the communities and through the kids.
And I agree with you. I think in rural communities, especially that local sports group, it's high school football or Little League, really is a focal point. It's those Friday nights that people talk about, you know, where everybody gathers around to support the kids and the families through sports, so athletics. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and some of the towns, basically, there's always talk about merging some of the school systems in these small towns. But boy, when you got the Cougars in one town and the Lobos in another, I mean, that's the heart of their town. I mean, giving that up would be a real blow to some of these towns, I think.
Sure. I know one of the schools in Oro Valley had to do that. They actually broke up the school. You know, the school got so large, so CDO grew and grew and grew, and then they had to shoot off another high school. And it was really hard for those kids who had to leave their friends. And like you said, you know, they went from being the Dorado to now they were the Nighthawks. And at first, that was so odd, but then they quickly became crosstown rivals and had some fun with all of that. So it's... I think, especially in rural communities, that is a big deal.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of things center around the kids. That's where the action is, sort of, and that's what brings the families together.
And that's what Saddlebrook Community Outreach is doing, isn't it? Supporting those kids in those communities.
In many ways. I just got out of a meeting today where we're planning for our big food drive of the year. We run one of the larger food drives. Last year, we collected almost $70,000 and 25,000 pounds of food in one day to support the food bank up in Mammoth.
Yeah.
And they support 350 families that get emergency food boxes. You know, once a month, they come in and keeps them going.
Food's an absolute necessity. And I know a lot of people come in for food and struggle. Well, you know, they need that box. They need that support.
Well, in some of the schools in San Manuel, 90% of the kids are on the free and subsidized lunch program up there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's a toughie.
On the other side of that coin, too, though, that all of the volunteers working at Outreach, at Impact, and certainly at the Goose are all gifted right back. I mean... Yes. It is so important in this world, in this day and age, I think, to have a sense of purpose. And we have the most extraordinary people. I know you do, too, from every conceivable walk of life. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have farmers, lawyers, engineers, doctors, artists, you name it. We've got those volunteers at the Goose, and they can give of themselves, give of their passion, stay engaged, make real lasting friendships, and have that sense of purpose that I think is so vital to us all, especially going into our senior years. And I think it helps us be more happy. I think it helps us live longer, to have that sense of accomplishment and to have that feeling of giving back to your community.
It's a major contribution.
It really is, and there's just no downside to it. There's just everything about what we all do is extraordinary and uplifting and healthy and good. So it's just a win-win-win all around.
And I think you hit on a point too, because we all are in that same boat you were describing at the beginning about the fact that because Tucson's a retirement community in the biggest picture, we have a lot of retirees as our volunteers. And part of it is once they've left their jobs and they're looking for a continued sense of purpose. So look at these three great opportunities for people to get involved and find that. It's just so important.
It just blows my mind, to be honest with you, because our volunteers are the hardest working people I have ever met or known. They are in their 70s, 80s, in some cases their 90s. They're there at 7 o'clock in the morning. They work on their feet all day long.
Right.
I don't know how they. It's been a lesson to me in humility, because I'll tell you what, I have just never seen more productive workers and or people happier to be doing what they're doing. It's just extraordinary. And the truth of the matter is, the Goose wouldn't be the success that it is and wouldn't be able to do what it does for outreach and impact if it weren't for our volunteers. It's simply because of them, because of their generosity and their willingness to give of themselves and their expertise and their labor that we're even able to do what we do.
Well, so, Michelle often says that to people, and you've got a great way of sharing that with the community, which I don't know if you can express it.
I always say, we have 9 employees, not of which are all full-time employees, but, with all the programs we provide, I say there's no way that we'd be able to open up our doors if our volunteers didn't show up one day. We depend on them so heavily, and they're so dedicated, and, like you mentioned, the stamina is incredible. Their contributions are just, they're unmeasurable, but
they are.
We could not open up our doors if they didn't show up and we just had employees. We could not keep the programs going. But if we didn't show up and they did, they can open up the doors and keep programs running.
It's exactly the same the Goose. Yes,
these people are determined. They're not one-shot wonders. People are there for years and years. And
we have volunteers, actually, who were there when I started about a year into the Goose, and we've still got many volunteers who predated me.
Oh, wow.
So they've been there. They're going into their 17th year.
Barbara mentions people having a purpose at that point in their lives. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I've bored you with our motto is that in our life, we learn, we earn, and then we return. And we're talking
That's
to a bunch of
motto.
Returners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
exactly.
So these people motto. Have found a mission and they can't play golf every day.
That's true. Although I have to say, our volunteer coordinator is always laughing, because as committed as they are to volunteering, what is it Christina says? She's like, when you try to book them, so let's say they've signed up for a Monday shift in the food bank, from 8 to 12:30, and then Christina will call and say, can you fill in on a Tuesday or a Thursday? And like, oh, no, that's my picket, Mahjong day, my golf day, my whatever. And she's often talking about how shocked she is at how active those volunteers are. It's not like they volunteer and go home, but that volunteering is just a small part of very, very busy lives.
They have the most extraordinary social calendars. It puts, mine is nothing compared. It doesn't even exist compared. They have something going on every single day of the week. It's amazing.
Well, that's because you're working every single day.
Well, I guess so.
That's true. Someday we'll be there.
Someday.
Stephanie and Michelle, we're going to join you, Steve, on the retirement side.
We do tease them sometimes when they call in and say, well, you know, my husband and I are going on a vacation and we're going to be gone for a month. We're like, a month? We're going to have to put seasonal in your file. You're not allowed to go away for a month. No.
Didn't you read your contract?
That's right.
I know. And I think Michelle is saying it takes about, 175 people a week to do what Impact does, which is why, like you say, if they don't show up. So all those people are obviously very important to us.
Yeah.
And I know we're kind of getting to wrapping it up here. So I wanted to make sure that did any of you have anything you want to add that you want to make the community aware of? Is there anything, Stephanie, that the Goose could use from the community, or what are some of your hurdles that the community that's listening could help you with?
Well, we would just love to invite all of you, whether you have already been or you have never been, please come, find out what we're about. As we say on our website, come find out why everybody's smiling at the Goose. We sure would love to have you, whether you come as a customer, would like to inquire about volunteering, if you're interested in donating, whatever might interest you, we would just love you to come and become a member of our family.
Great. Thank you. And we'll post all of the websites and all the information on how to contact these people with the podcast, so you can reach out to anyone. How about you, Steve? Anything Saddlebrook Community Outreach could use?
No, it's the same thing. It's a people business, and getting people to realize we're there. And when they look around, we live in an adult community, and I keep telling people, you know, look around. There are no kids here, but there are a lot of kids in our neighborhood that need help, and so we try and inspire them and give them the stories that we see of success, and it gets people motivated. And so it's always looking for people to with new skills, because there's people with all kinds of skills out there.
Yes.
I mean, I just found someone that wants to be a writer for us, and we're always looking for people like that.
And you do quite a lot of tutoring as well.
We run a tutoring program. We've helped kids in one of the schools pass their math classes, for which without doing that, they couldn't graduate.
Right.
And that's so important to, have a kid get stuck in school, and when they're not successful, they tend to drop out.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can keep them going, if we can keep them to pass that math class and keep moving ahead, that's puts them on the road to success.
That's right.
Well, I did want to add earlier when you were talking about the volunteers, just briefly before we get to you, Michelle, if you'll give me the moment, is that a lot of those volunteers, too, as you said, they're so skilled. They're retired people who've come from amazing careers. And we find at Impact that a lot of those volunteers have other great things to offer, suggestions in maybe a better way to improve a process or a new idea we haven't thought of, or like you're saying, skills for tutoring and skills that we certainly employ in the programs. But they also help us in the administrative side in that way. And I think that's good to note, too. So, you know, we do appreciate all the volunteers out there, and any of our listeners who want to be volunteers, there's three great options.
Right. Call me.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking that you call any one of these. But
call me first.
Stephanie, you're probably thinking the same. But anything else, Michelle, that you want to add about Impact or you want to get?
Absolutely.
I know it's our 20th anniversary.
Yeah,
but
I'm really excited about coming up on our 20 years. I've been with the organization a little over 7 years, and we have grown so much, expanded service areas. So we're coming up on our 20th anniversary, and we've got a great luncheon coming up. It's called the Women of Impact Luncheon. It's a great place where you can network, and we've got a great guest speaker, Kimberly Yee. Tickets are on sale for this luncheon. That's going to take place on March 20th, 2020, over at the Westin La Paloma. And we'll be having, we're going to have a great raffle with things like jewelry and fun items to raffle off. And proceeds will go directly to programs to help support our programs. So that's going to take place on our Women of Impact Luncheon, which is one of our major fundraising events. That'll take place March 20th, 2020, and tickets are on sale for $60 a person. Tickets can be bought on our website.
We'll put all that detail on the podcast, too. Thank you, so people can find us. Yeah. Well, that's easy to remember, 2020 for the 20 hours. That was fortuitous.
But we're excited about providing services and programs for 20 years.
Great. That is amazing. Well, and I think that's what's fun about this group. As I said, everybody's been working together for 20 years. So we thank all of you listeners for joining us around the table today and finding out more about what these great organizations do. But just as importantly, how they all work together to make a giant difference in their communities. And thank you all. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Steve.
Thank you, Barbara.
Michelle, thank you for joining us today. And also, I just wanted to note that this show is sponsored by SCIP, which is an acronym for Social Service Contractors Indemnity Pool. And SCIP provides insurance to social service organizations that have government contracts. Impact is one of those. We get money from Pima County through an outside agency program. So it's a way for us to get insurance at a very reasonable rate, and they are available to do that for any nonprofit in the state of Arizona. So they are sponsoring the show because they recognize that nonprofits make a difference in the community and that they are very important. So I want to thank them for their sponsorship today and for all of you again for your time. Thank you for coming out. Have a wonderful 2020. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
Yes. You're welcome.
Impact, showcasing our Southern Arizona nonprofit superheroes that impact our community.